All right, I'll just go out on a limb here this time. Caller 5 at 716-221-4WGR, that's 4947, wins a $50 gift card to Connor's Restaurant on Seneca Street in West Seneca. It is Beef on Weck Wednesday around here. Every Wednesday, score 4 Connor's Beef on Weck meals for just $55 or one for $15 because Connor's is better. So long, Michael Kesselring. We hardly knew ye. You like when I said ye? Would you like you? Try to keep it a little bit less.
I mean, I can't.
Old.
I can't.
Ye.
Ye's fine. Yeah.
How many games? Was it?
I. 24. I'm gonna guess. I you know easily can look and check, which I assume you're doing now.
I am.
I don't know. There's
34.
Okay. There's
it felt like 24.
Right, the first tweet I'm seeing about this is saying, well, many have been saying there's a drop-off after pick 20.
Oh, please.
So, I don't know.
Is this the Blues saying that? Just like they said they leaked the Parayko trade? Wouldn't be the Sabres saying
that? If that is really the case, I want to just say I hope that means that they find the 20th pick more helpful in completing other trades. Maybe having a first-round pick at 27 was not going to get them anywhere, and they didn't want Kesselring around anyways. Like, he was clearly not someone they were ever going to count on. Mm. So they spin him into something that hopefully they can use in a bigger way other than just making a pick at 20.
What is this, that in the end? I mean, they got Doan out of it.
This is thank God for Josh Doan, excuse me. Yeah.
Right. You can't pay him the trade.
No.
But this did not work out.
No.
In all caps with Kesselring.
Really, Samuelson's recovering his game. Sort of that was maybe the first thing. Not that Kesselring could not have found his way to being helpful on a third pair, but like that trade was made to find Owen Power his BFF, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, let's get him a partner that can really help, stabilize and elevate and all of that. And Samuelson playing so well that they wanted to put him back with Dahlin, leaving Byram for Power. And really, Byram, look, they all straightened out. Like, they all played much better than they had been playing. That includes Power, who I've been patient and a fan of. But Byram really stabilized his game, too. But really, Kesselring was supposed to go with Power, and Samuelson, I think, is the thing that probably messed that up. Because I think if he hadn't broken back through, Byram probably is with Dahlin, and Power's with Kesselring, and they're really test-driving that to try to get somewhere with it. But the injury took him out early, too, so it never even got a chance to get in the air, this idea. So, yeah, I mean, thank God Josh Doan... that Kevin Adams held out apparently for Doan to be included in that trade because that is all you've got left to show for it. Well, and the 20th pick, I guess, 7 spots in the draft.
Which we'll see. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
I think the hockey draft is usually like 6 players.
I'm trying to find something else besides just them dumping Kesselring to get me somewhere. And so... I don't know. Maybe 20 has more. I don't know. We'll see.
You get cap room out of it. You save money. He wasn't dirt cheap.
No, he was going to qualifying offer would have been under $2 million, and so they could have easily done that.
He was cheap then, but he wasn't dirt cheap.
Right.
Leave the dirt out of it. And they are pretty deep, so. If they weren't going to play him, we talked with Paul. Like, we talked during the season about this possibility that he just wasn't interesting to them and that he wasn't happy. Right? We had both.
I wonder how much of that this ends up being about. Because they never even went to him in any meaningful way. Just says to me that he maybe burned bridges earlier than he should have. Like, just whatever. Maybe he was just not happy with how it was going and made it known. And they just went, okay, you can stay over there now. Because we got a good thing going. We're going to go out for beers. Like it became a tight team, a very successful team, and a winning team. And he maybe didn't ever really get on the bus.
Yeah. Tough when you're not playing at all.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? Yeah, maybe mutually. The Sabres made the move.
Yeah, I have no question that he would have wanted to get out of here. I just wonder how boisterous he was about that even before the deadline, and if they just went, yeah, right, you're
I always wanted to think there was a player
me too. He's big. He moves well. Maybe he'll still be a player. There was a lot to like there. But the fact that they would play Logan Stanley and different types of players, of course, but Kesselring arrived with a reputation of like, oh, he's willing, he'll defend teammates, he's big, okay. But here comes Logan Stanley, and here comes Luke Shen, and here comes Zach Metza, and here comes, who else do you want? And like Kesselring eventually didn't even have a locker in the main locker, in the main dressing room anymore. So I think pretty clearly, well, I shouldn't say pretty clearly. My guess would be he was unhappy and made it known, and that didn't make them happy, and then that was the end of it.
Yep. Well, he ends up going into Saber Rando.
That's right.
Space.
That's right.
34 games.
And to
two more than Eric Staal.
And to a really nice rising
San Jose.
Thank you for mentioning that, yeah. Eric Staal. that's a team that needs defensive help. I doubt he's like top pair or like he solves their problems, but they needed to get really busy figuring the back end of their team out because up front they are loaded with young skill, the Sharks.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think there'll be opportunity there for sure for him.
I literally cannot picture Eric Staal in a Sabres uniform. This is 2020, 2021. I literally cannot see him in a Sabres uniform. 32 games, 10 points, minus 20.
How do you do that?
How do you go minus 20? I know it's a screwy stat. You probably just go to the bench every time they get scored on. But how do you like that?
Yeah. Now, I can see him turning that siren in Carolina. I can tell you that. I saw that. I remember that. I know what that looks like.
I just see his brother now. I just see Jordan Staal when I think of Eric Staal. I just see Jordan Staal winning the Conn Smythe Trophy.
Yeah.
Then there was Mark Staal.
That's right. Whatever happened to him?
I mean, I think he probably just played a long time and played defense.
Called it quits. Yeah.
Wasn't that big a story? The Leafs hired a coach today.
Jim Hiller.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
Square jaw.
Yeah.
Good name, good face.
Seemed very much like no one saw it coming. Which doesn't have to be any kind of commentary on whether it's a good or a bad idea. It just seemed like it came out of outer space.
No one in my house was talking about it. I know that.
It seemed like most of Greg Wyshynski for one was like, what?
He said, what?
What?
He didn't have it. He didn't He didn't have the scoop.
Didn't see it coming. No.
Right. And Vegas did the thing you said they would do yesterday.
Brought up the AHL coach. Right.
From the Henderson Silver Knights, which is a great name for a farm team of a team named the Golden Knights, isn't it?
Yes, it's perfect.
It's pretty good. All right. So Michael Kesselring off to San Jose. The Sabres move up 7 spots in the first round.
We will drop Paul Hamilton into our show about 45 minutes from now for his thoughts on this move.
All right, I'll just do that. I'll just write that in. 5:30?
5:30, Paul.
Sal at 5, Paul at 5:30, Brian at 6. Hey, we can ask Brian about this.
We sure can.
Or even Sal. Got no problem doing that. That's tough. It's good that Doan popped like he did. But Kesselring, I thought, was a really cool idea, and it didn't get them, didn't go anywhere.
No.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, at 803-0550. This is WG.